Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the overnights would suggest that we might have a little bit higher opening, and I'm at the moment really focusing in on corn. But given the jobs report this morning, and I look at crude oil action, we actually went under $40 ever so briefly. We're right now $1.45 to the downside in the crude pits in the lead option month. Is corn going to open higher?
Well, I think corn's got the opportunity to open higher just because it's going to probably follow beans. I think beans have a lot of strong fundamentals behind them at the moment, and so I think it can. When we look at crude, you know, we have to recognize that crude is still trading a range, and it is right now at the bottom end of the range that we've had since the end of December. If it goes below the 37 level, well, then I definitely think we've got some problems. But I think what we're going to see today more than anything else is probably the movement based on what the position squaring, you know, ahead of Monday's report. And, again, I think it'll be more influenced by beans than anything else.
So what do you think the upside potential for soybeans is over the weekend and then heading into that report on Monday?
Well, I think when you look at soybeans, we were up 18.5 overnight last night on November beans. You know, nearby beans were up in the 20s, and we could go back and probably try and test into the 10-30s, perhaps. But we always have to remember, you know, this is Friday, and we are going to have people who, you know, the expectation is that we're going to see tighter supplies coming out of last year's crop from the USDA on Monday. And you're going to have people who are going to be nervous about that a little bit. You know, we saw the big bounce last night basically pushed on drier South American weather, you know, and that 120,000 metric ton sale to China is what really got it started. So I think probably 10:30 on November on the nearbys, maybe 10:25, somewhere in that neighborhood, probably would be a very strong resistance point.
What number to the downside would give you pause? Somewhere around what, maybe 9.75, that area?
Yeah, well, give me pause. By giving me pause, are you asking me, making me nervous?
Yes.
About the fact that we're going to go deeper?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. 9.75 is some pretty fair, strong support. If we break that, we're probably back down into the 9.50s and the 9.30s.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't think that that's extremely likely ahead of this report.
Turn your attention to CME Livestock. What do you see for the opening there, please?
Well, when I look at cattle and hogs, basically, you know, flat to higher, they've taken a real hard hit. We've been down 540 on cattle. So I think any kind of bounce, we had a small bounce overnight last night. It's going to be more short covering than it is anything else at this point in time.
And we got about 30 seconds very quickly. If there is a surprise on Monday's reports, where might it be?
Where might it be?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think if there's a surprise on Monday's report, it might come in the corn side of it. We could see a tighter crop than what we anticipate, but I think basically we've got an awful lot built into this report already in terms of thinking we're going to have a tight crop from this past year. On the news side of it, I guess the surprise would be as if they don't cut ethanol anymore.
All right, Jackie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. And she is in West Bend, Wisconsin. You're